righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. Oh, sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Most High. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for the offering. Amen. God is going to use that and bless it. Amen. We're going to have our children's. We do this every Sunday, and this is for our missions offering. And this is such a blessing to our children. Amen. And I know that seems kind of odd that we're not giving them money, but it's a blessing that they know and have their priority in giving to the furtherance of the gospel around the world. Amen. If you want to see more on who we support for missions, I invite you in after church. You can look in the back fellowship hall, and there's a whole wall of people that we send money to every single month. And God has blessed us with the missionaries that we support. Amen. Amen. It's good to see Brother Josh here today. Amen. Thank you for coming. We missed you. Amen. And Tom, I'll call you. He's big now. I can call him Tom, right? Thomas. Yeah, he's looking at his dad. Is that okay, Dad? It's good. And Lucas, it's good to see you guys again. Those young men were baptized right here at our church in Jesus' name. It's also good to see my neighbors here and their family. I think it's Christina. She's talking to Sister Janie. Christina, good to see you today. You and your husband and your family. It's very good to see all of you today. I think these must be your mom and dad.
Yeah, my mother got a heart transplant.
Okay.
She's just very thankful to be here.
Praise God. We're thankful that you're here worshiping with us. And God really touching. And I see a bunch of new faces that I haven't gotten to meet today. And we hope that you'll stick around for a couple of minutes. Don't run right out. It's good to have Rose here today. Amen. And she came with Brother Joel. It's very good. And I see a gentleman in the back, but I haven't gotten to meet you yet, sir. But Mel, nice to see you, sir. Amen. God bless all of our visitors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Kids, are you ready for Sunday school?
Yeah.
One. He's the leader of the pack sometimes. Can we get all the children to shout Jesus together? One, two, three. Jesus! See, that was your chance. That was your chance, adults. Let's do it again. Let's all shout Jesus together. One, two, three. Jesus! Amen. The name that is above every name. Come on, kids. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord. A strong tower, righteous run into it, they are saved. Sing, blessed be, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Oh, sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good all the time. Let me turn your attention. I have three places in Scripture to bring to you today. First is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 16. Let me go there and read. Amen. Thank you for standing. I know some have been standing quite a bit already today. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, it says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Whew. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. It says this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And finally, one more place, and I'll let you be seated. Daniel chapter 1 and verse number 8. From this verse, I'll take my title today. It says this, Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. From this text, my title, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart. Amen. Get this, purposed in his heart. I pray today someone will purpose in their heart to serve God. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now that in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that we would purpose in our heart, Lord, to find you, to know you, to serve you. Lord, we ask even now that you would continue, Lord, the moving of your Spirit, Lord, that even in this service, God, that there would be anointing and power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to intervene, God, on our behalf. That by your word, Lord, we may know you. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And I'm going to continue reading verse 9. Now, God hath brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. God's favor was on Daniel, even in a hostile place. Verse 10, and the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your face worse liking than the children of which are your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. The overseer was worried he'd get in trouble if he listened to Daniel. Verse 11, then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days. And let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. You see, Daniel and these Hebrew young men, they purposed in their heart to keep themselves unto God. You see, we need to purpose in our heart as well that we would serve the Lord. Eternal life is contingent upon both our new birth experience, the experience we see in the New Testament, what the apostles taught and teached, what they preached. Yeah, we must believe the word, but it also depends on us remaining, someone say remaining. Remaining true to God. It's not just have a one-time experience and then you're done all for the rest of your life. No, we're supposed to live our whole life serving the Lord. Amen. This is a lifetime experience. Amen. It doesn't end. It just, when we die, it goes on and gets better. Praise the Lord. Steadfastness involves faith, and it involves obedience. Obedience to the Word of God, to the will of God, to the Word of God. A man overheard another friend of his praying. In his prayer, he was praying, Lord, give me stick ability. His friend had never heard that term before. He didn't quite know what he was saying. So he asked him after the meeting, what is stick ability? He said, I was praying to the Lord. Lord, I want a stick, and you are the ability. I want to stick around God. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stick around to serve the Lord. Amen. You see, salvation is something that is precious. It's something, well, let me change that around just a little bit. Salvation is not something that someone has the liberty to choose or not to choose without ramifications. What we choose in our living for God will affect the entirety of our life. Everything is affected by our choice to serve God. Or by our choice not to serve God. It's going to mean the difference of salvation and glory and power and majesty, streets of gold and gates of pearl and heaven, or damnation and hell and torment. A lot of people don't even want to think about that part. But it's true. The Word of God has both in there. We need to stay true in our affection and our love for Jesus Christ. You see, a person who is not going anywhere really doesn't mind the hindrances. If you're not on your way someplace, it doesn't bother you that you turn here and there. You go all kinds of different directions. Oh, it's just another turn in my life. Well, it should affect us. It will affect us. You see, Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, they are on a mission. They're on a path to serve the Lord, to please God, to find favor with the Lord. And because our path is so directed, so pointed, because, you know, it does not include so many things in the world, Satan knows that. And Satan himself is going to try to deter you. Well, just don't go to church today. You know what? If you didn't go to church today, you wouldn't have felt the powerful move of God that we've already experienced here. You wouldn't be hearing from the Word of God what thus saith the Word that will help us to live for Him. Amen. Satan wants you to not come to church. Satan wants you to go into the world. He wants you to detour from the path of living for God. An elderly minister was talking to a younger minister, and he told him, keep your nose and your toes pointed in the same direction. In other words, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Don't be looking at your phone. You don't want to be looking back when you're going forward. Keep your mind stayed on living for God. Think on those. There's so many good things to think about in the kingdom of God, in the Word of God, in the will of God, in the plan of God. There's so many positive, wonderful, glorious things that God has provided that you don't need to dwell on the things in the world. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 62 says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. When you come into the house of God, when you have felt the presence of God, when you know that God is for you and you desire to live for Him, right then, right now, is the time to serve the Lord. Don't be looking back into the old life, into the world. I don't need to be looking back into sin. I need to be looking ahead into Jesus the Christ. You see, Satan has lined the Christian's walk, the route that he walks. Satan has lined the Christian's route of righteousness with so many distractions in our world today. Knowing this, Satan has a way of making the bad look good. Our whole world is portraying and protecting and promoting evil. They're trying to say that perversion is good. It's not. It's sin. Let's stick to the Word of God. Let's stick to the plan of God. Amen. You see, we need to cleave unto the Lord. Joshua chapter 23, verse 8 says, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. There are people right now under the sound of my voice that have already made the decision. They have already determined in their heart. They've already made the choice. I will serve the Lord. I'm not going back to my life of sin. I'm not going to go back there. I want no part of this world and its life anymore. My life is in Jesus Christ. My life is in the Word of God. My life is in the Lord. Keep on serving Him. Keep on praising Him. Keep on worshiping Jesus. Praise the Lord. We got to cleave unto Him. Though, to cleave is to cling. I've seen my daughter and my son-in-law drag a 3-year-old on their leg. That little girl just holding on. They want something from mama or daddy. You know what? We got to do that. Man, we got to cling on to God. We got to sometimes get a hold of Him and not let go. God, I need, I want, I have to have from You. Cleave means cling. To cling. You see, a constantly changing world creates a lot of insecurity. But the Lord is the author of stability. He is my rock, my fortress, my hope and my shield. He is sufficient for my need. He will protect me in every situation. He will help me in all of my life. He is my stability. Amen. He's the same yesterday. And He's the same today. And He will be the same tomorrow. Amen. In James chapter 4, verse number 8, it says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Man, the world wants to talk out of both sides of their mouth. They want to say one thing and do another thing. You know, the world would have you to be deceived. Many want to cleave without cleave to God even, without understanding that it requires their cleaving to Him. Oh God, help me. God, heal me. God, help. God, you can pray, but our relationship with God goes both ways. We got to choose God, and God will help us. Amen. There's a connectivity there. There's an agreement there. There's communion there. Praise the Lord. Notice in that verse, James chapter 4, verse 8, it commands us to, one, cleanse your hands. Easy to understand. God wants us to change what we do. We got to change what our hands do, our actions. Amen. Number two, it says, purify your hearts. You see, we cannot draw near to God, at least not for very long, without cleansing our hands and purifying our hearts. We can't expect to have a wonderful, godly, fantastic relationship with God and live with the sin in the world. We got to go towards God, and that's going to bring us away from the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Jerry, would you hand me that box of tissues right there, please? Thank you very much. 1 Corinthians. Well, no, hold on. We got to take heed to our own selves. Joshua chapter 23, verse 11 says, take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. It's upon us to love. Nobody can make you love God. Nobody can make you serve the Lord. You will either do it because you want to, or you won't serve God. Amen. This is an all-volunteer army. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. You see, most of the time, we ourselves are our own worst enemy. You just, oh, the devil made me do it. No, that's a lie. You might have had the idea and the devil might have helped you grow that idea. But don't you blame the devil on your carnal self. We ourselves can be and often are the enemy. Enemy of the spirit. Enemy of the moving of God. Amen. From the Song of Solomon, the end of that verse, chapter 1, verse 6, it says, they made me keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27 says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. This verse of scripture is talking to everybody in this house, from the pastor to the baby by the back door. Everybody. Amen. We got to be careful what we do. You know, you might say, well, they shouldn't be doing that. Or, you know, you might see what other people do wrong. But you know what? You stop looking at everybody else and start looking on the inside and see what it is that God wants to change in your life. Amen. And you can be right with God. Amen. The Lord wants. He wants to lead us. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When we become a part of the family of God, the household of the Lord, when we choose to serve Him, things become different. Things change in our life. They're not meant to be the same. See, one of the benefits of being a son of God in the household of God, in the kingdom of God, in the family of God, is that God leads us. When a person receives the infilling of the Holy Ghost, he receives guidance, an internal guidance system given to us by God. This built-in system assists us not only in the major moves of our life, but He will guide us, help us, lead us in our day-to-day walk. From the morning through the day and into the evening, when I lay myself down to sleep, God is with me. Praise the Lord in our walk with the Lord. You see, the Lord still speaks to believers. First off, he has that still, small voice. It's like there was in the Old Testament. There is even still right now. God still speaks to us in prayer. Amen. I hope you'll come to prayer meeting on Monday night, 7 o'clock. Amen. God still speaks to us in prayer. God, and number two, God still speaks to His people in anointed preaching the Word of God. Amen. If you'll reach into what I'm saying today, God will give you something that will feed your soul. Number three, the Word of God is still sharper than any two-edged sword. It's still able to save your life. Amen. Number four, the gifts of the Spirit. Number five, dreams and visions. God still moves and guides and leads His people. We need to be true in times of temptation. Daniel had determination. We need some determination. I need to determine in my life to serve the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, he, by his power and his kingdom, captured Jerusalem. And they took the sacred vessels of the house of God, and they took the choice young men of Jerusalem to be educated in the ways of the Babylonians. He held them captive and took their treasures. See, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they gave them new names. They tried to erase their history. They wanted them to become something different. They wanted them to be Babylonians. They gave them the names of Belteshazzar and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. They determined, these men determined not to defile themselves with the king's special diet that consisted of his meat and his wine that was by the king. See, that meat had been sacrificed to idols, and the wine was given to them on purpose. But they decided that we will be true worshipers of a true God. They had to have real determination. I'll tell you what, if you are going to serve God, there is evil on every corner. Amen. There is. My cell phone is over there, but many people keep a cell phone in their pocket. Man, there's all kinds of sorts of evil that can come on that thing. Many homes have a screen that will want to pump evil right into your living room. Be careful. Keep up. You got to have determination, just like Daniel had, to decide to serve the Lord. The only way that Daniel could remain true to God, and the only way that we would be able to be true to the Lord Jesus, is to have, get this, strong faith. Say that with me. Strong faith in God. And determination. Someone say determination. We got to have determination to serve the Lord. As determination without doctrine is deficient. If you're determined and you don't know the gospel, you don't know who Jesus is, you got to have the word. You got to have teaching. You got to have doctrine. And so, determination is not enough. You can't just be determined and make it. Amen. You got to have doctrine and determination. To be determined means to have one's mind made up. My mind's made up and I won't. No, okay. I started something I might not be able to stop. Woo, it was catching. Did you hear? It was like fire. It was going that way, and I heard some over there. Woo! Man, but I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. I'm going to see my Jesus someday. My mind made up, and I won't turn back. I'm going to see my Jesus someday. Praise God! You got to be determined. James chapter 1 verse 8. It says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you're going to think like the world and do that sometimes, it's going to mess you up in being committed to God. Be true in times of spiritual opposition. There is more spiritual opposition today, more readily available sin and evil. It is so easy to find sin today. You see, devotion to cause, devotion to a cause, it's easy when there's no opposition. But our main opposition is an adversary named Satan. Opposition is all around us. Satan has a hold of the media. It has a hold of many forms of our government and many forms in our society. Satan has a hold in our world. Amen. And we must be determined. We must have a spiritual strength and power. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." That stuff in the world is to draw you out of the will of God. We need to be true to our faith. Amen. Trueness in faith is only possible through a proper knowledge of that faith. Amen. That means we got to understand what the Word of God says. That's what we're doing here. That's what we do in the house of God. That's what we do in our elements class. That's what we do in our Monday night Bible class. That's what we do in our end time video class. That's what we do in our youth class. That's what the teens and those the teenagers and what's the young people are doing in Sunday school. They're being taught what the Word of God says. I'll tell you, we need the household of God. Our family, my children needed to go to the house of God. Amen. We got to be careful. Take heed not to depart from the truth. Many people are deceived in our world. You know, they think that they can live any way they want, and they can do anything they want, and they can talk any way they want, and that, oh, they're okay with God. You know, it's a lie from hell that you can do anything you want and live any way you want and still be saved. No, you have to obey God. You have to obey the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, He is able to keep us saved. Not, yes, He's able to save our soul, but He is able to keep us saved. Amen. When we live for Him. Amen. The reason so many turn aside is that their mind is not made up. I don't want to sing that song. Could you imagine? My mind's not made up. I'm headed for the ditch and I'm going to be a wreck. Anybody want to sing that song? Okay, there it is. I don't know where that's not in my notes. Some people would ask, well, what if somebody is really in the truth, then how could they be deceived? Well, somebody else might ask, well, if God wants to heal people, why do healthy people get sick? You ever heard of the common cold? Influenza? COVID? You know what? Even if I get sick, my God is still with me. I am still in the hand of God. I can trust God all of the time. If I'm healthy or if I'm sick, if I'm up or if I'm down, if I'm in or if I am out, I can trust God. We have to have steadfastness. You see, we have a reward for steadfastness. You just stick around, read the back of the book, we win. Amen. But you got to stick around. You can't go back out into the world. You got to stay in the household of God. You got to be a part of the family of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. You know, the word of God is true, and he is coming again. Amen. I can't hardly wait. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, we live in an age that it's like a microwave age. They want it right now. You know, they come in the back door and then they want to come and preach the next service. You know, that's not going to happen, I'll tell you. That's not going to happen. It's, we have a crown laid up. There is a reward. You keep living for God. Amen. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Amen. I'm closing with this. My last portion of scripture, it's a reading. Musicians, would you come? The Ethiopian eunuch, he needed answers to his questions. Let me begin to read Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? A whole lot of people today, even still, just like this great man who had the charge of the treasury of the Ethiopians, he didn't understand. Verse 31, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? That's what they were reading. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? He had questions about the scriptures. And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, and Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. I tell you what, there are people right now. In fact, I myself need to continue in the scriptures. I need the word of God. I need to be in the house of the Lord. Yes, I was baptized in Jesus' name, and it was a wonderful experience. Amen. Here, right there in that brown box, is water. It's warm, the heaters are in. like this eunuch, if you believe that Jesus Christ is He, that He is God, then you also could be baptized for the remission of your sins. You could start this journey to walking toward the Lord. Amen. Would you stand with me? In conclusion, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the wickedness of the world. Be careful of it now. Don't get involved with it. We got to separate from that stuff. But don't be afraid of it. Because God is able to keep us. He is able to save us. Amen. You see, if you were to be afraid of all the things in the world, you'd just be paranoid. It would drive you crazy. You know, you can't get away from all the wickedness in the world. It's all around us. But I tell you, God is able to keep us in a sinful world. That we can be His called. We can be His children. That we can be His heritage. Amen. We are the household of God. Amen. We are the called, the chosen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you lift your hands with me? The opening portion of this sermon today, Daniel purposed in his heart. I'm asking you today, would you purpose in your heart in this closing moments to serve the Lord? Would you join me? Would you lift your voice? Would you lift your hands? As the musicians play and as we sing, would you magnify God? Would you join me in this altar? Would you choose to serve the Lord today? Let's do it. Let's pray. Let's sing. Let's magnify the Lord. Let's determine in our heart to serve God.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened,
forever
He will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Awesome, oh, He's awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, oh, He's awesome, 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 my God is awesome, Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation, by His stripes I am healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. Oh, my God is awesome. Oh, He is awesome. Yes. Awesome, oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, He is awesome. Oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation. By His stripes I am healed. My God is awesome. Grace is why I'm leaving.
Praise His holy name.
Oh, He is awesome. Yes, He is awesome. Oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Oh, He's mighty.
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 He's awesome. He's mighty,
He's mighty,
He's mighty,
He's mighty,
He's mighty, He's
awesome.
Oh, He's awesome. Oh, He's holy,
He's holy,
holy,
He's holy,
He's holy,
He's holy,
holy,
He's holy,
He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Oh, He is great,
He's great,
He's great,
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's awesome.
Yes, awesome.
Oh,
provider,
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 He is awesome.
Oh, He is awesome. Oh, He is healer,
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 healer, healer, awesome.
Oh, He's
awesome.
Oh, protector,
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 protector.
He's awesome.
Oh, He's
awesome.
My God is awesome. He's awesome.
Awesome.
He's awesome. Awesome. Oh, He's
awesome.
He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You are a great God. I want to give You a great praise, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to lift up Your name, Jesus. Oh, that great name, hallelujah, that sets the captives free. That great name that delivers wholly and completely, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, You're awesome, God. You're awesome, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. God, You are good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I was listening to a commentator that was talking about, and this was a Jewish man, and he was talking about the Jewish experience, that it put obedience to the commandments first. And he was saying that through obedience to the commandments of God, because the Bible says, Paul said in the book of Romans, that the commandments are good and they lead to life. They lead to faith unfeigned. And so they said that he was saying that the Jewish experience was to
put the commandments first, and in doing the commandments, that you would feel saved, that you would feel safe. And that certainly does. But see, that's why Christ came, because there was a weakness. There was a weakness. You can do the commandments, follow all the commandments all day long, and then you make one tragic mistake and it ruins your life. Right? So it's not really feasible to sit there and nitpick and lose the, you know, follow the little things and then lose the overall arching principle of serving the Lord. And in Christianity, in especially in apostolic Pentecostal churches, we put experience. We talk a lot about the experience of coming to church, the experience of feeling the presence of God, the experience of receiving the Holy Ghost, and putting a lot of emphasis on these moments like we had here in church today, where people are just demonstratively praising the Lord and yielding to God and letting the Spirit of the Lord flow through them, and you can see it. If you don't believe in God and you come to church today, I don't see how you could leave without believing in the Lord. Amen. Can I just say something's happening? Amen. There's a song that says, something got a hold of me. Amen. Hallelujah. We're trying to dismiss. They're telling me not to start. Amen. But we put so much emphasis on that moment, that experience. But the whole point of it is for you to have this change of heart in this moment that will allow you to follow God. Change of heart. Like Daniel, his heart was fixed. It was purposed in the Lord. And anytime you ever forget that God loves you, you can look back to moments like these. And you can look back to when He healed your body, and when He touched your mind, and when He gave you direction, and when He blessed you, and He changed you, and He saved you. Amen. Young person, don't put too much emphasis on the experience without following through. Follow through in obedience. Amen. Let what happened here today move you forward for Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, Sunday. Amen. Because God is real and He's really concerned about you and He really loves you. Amen. And you can make it. You can make it. Put your whole heart into it. Hallelujah. Open up His Word. Let it speak to you. Hallelujah. Let's pray right now. God, would you just reach over and put your hand on somebody's shoulder? Pray for that person next to you. God, would you touch them, Lord? Help them, God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, Lord. God, would you help us to follow through, Lord? Let your presence work, God, in our lives constantly, Lord Jesus. Help us to be faithful, Lord. Hallelujah. You really did descend, oh God, into the lower parts of the earth. And set captivity captive, Lord God. And you gave gifts unto men. Lord, you gave us the power of the Holy Ghost. You gave us your word, oh God. You gave us ministry, Lord Jesus. You gave us one another, Lord God. Lord Jesus, change us. Move us. Help us, oh God, to follow you, Jesus. Help us to be like you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Everybody say in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Have a great Sunday.